from KQED. It may be pouring outside, flooding in parts of the Bay Area. I mean, we're getting an atmospheric soaking. But there's one San Francisco federal judge who's got his eye on the summer and PG&E.
He said, "Tell me why you should be allowed to start even a single fire."
The judge overseeing PG&E's probation case wants assurance that the private utility will cut back trees and protect power lines so the company will stop sparking wildfires. But in the face of their recent bankruptcy filing and past criminal charges for the San Bruno explosion, the question remains, are PG&E's wildfire safety plans even realistic? I'm Erica Aguilar. Welcome to the Bay.
So PG&E is a criminal. And that's just not me. That's the judgment of a federal court jury in 2016.
Dan Brecky is a reporter and editor for KQED News who has been following some of the recent fallout at PG&E and the utility's probation hearings.
The judge who is overseeing their probation, Judge William Alsup, he actually went out of his way at the beginning of this probation hearing on January 30th to say, "You are a criminal and you were found guilty." And he stopped at one point and said, "Guilty."
8 people were killed in the 2010 San Bruno gas pipeline explosion. PG&E was branded a convicted felon, fined $3 million, and sentenced to federal probation. It was assigned an independent monitor to make sure that PG&E took steps to ensure the safety of its gas transmission lines. Why was PG&E called into federal court for this probation hearing last month?
PG&E, a month before the Camp Fire in Butte County, struck a settlement agreement with the Butte County District Attorney over a fire that started in 2017.
High winds last October sparked both the LaPorte and Cherokee fires, but it was the Honey Fire in Butte Creek Canyon also last October, which raised more significant legal issues. That blaze started—
CAL FIRE, in investigating it, said, you know, PG&E most likely caused this fire.
That blaze started by a poorly trimmed tree touching a power line, threatened the town of Paradise. CAL FIRE determined that PG&E had failed to properly trim the tree.
PG&E became very, very interested in negotiating
a settlement.
Right, a settlement, and they did. Now we get back to the probation officer. Her name is Jennifer Hutchings. When she got wind of the fact that the company had been concerned about its criminal liability, she said, "I believe they violated their probation by not reporting to me that they knew that there was a criminal investigation going on."
Interesting.
And she sent this report to the judge, and the judge's response was, number one, "I'm going to schedule a hearing. Number two, since I'm dealing with a lawbreaker, and because they have a pretty bad safety record in my view, I'm going to propose a whole list of conditions that they need to meet to make their entire electrical system safer."
Across California, PG&E was in court today defending its involvement in California wildfires to a federal judge.
I get up there, and the first sign that something was up was that there was a line down the hall, people waiting to get in. There were about 100 or so people. There were folks in an overflow room. And then Judge Alsup, he at one point said, "Are we going to be here next year?" You know, looking at headlines saying, "PG&E does it again. They start another fire and burn down another town."
The hearing was contentious, with the judge at one point asking PG&E lawyers why it always says safety is its number one priority when, he said, it's clearly not.
He wanted them to undertake a very thorough crash inspection of all their lines and all their power poles and all their transmission towers across the state.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted them to get rid of any trees that posed a threat to power lines. And he was giving them a deadline. He said, "I want all this done by the end of June." On the other hand, PG&E and the CPUC came back and said, "Wait a minute. You're asking us to do something that we believe is actually practically impossible." They called it infeasible. "We might be talking about taking out 100 million trees. We might be talking about needing 650,000 people to do this. This is PG&E's claim. And it could cost, low estimate, $75 billion, or it could cost $100 or $150 billion.
So PG&E says, what you're asking of me is too expensive, and I don't got the workers for it, and the timeline is too short.
Yeah. You know, so again, this is an order to show cause why I shouldn't impose these conditions. So the CPUC says, hey, listen, there's a whole regulatory scheme in place involving both federal regulators and us, and we're the ones who really set the rules for PG&E, and you're trespassing on our territory.
So are you saying that the Judge Alsup doesn't have the authority to even ask or order PG&E to do this as their probation officer?
That's sort of what they're suggesting. The judge actually wound up not making a ruling on that. Okay. I mean, he wants to hear more information before he goes forward.
But Judge Alsup asked him to file something, right? Like a report detailing like what they're going to do to try to keep them from starting these new fires, especially as we get into this season and an infinity amount of seasons that are about to come.
Well, that's right. So on February 6th, PG&E and the other electrical utilities were due to file wildfire mitigation plans with the California Public Utilities Commission. This is something required by SB 901, the sort of sweeping wildfire safety management law. What they're actually proposing is it's a wildfire mitigation plan, which actually is called a wildfire safety plan, includes inspecting power poles, fixing the ones that need fixing, installing fiberglass poles. They're going to climb more than 40,000 transmission towers and look at them with drones, installing tree wire, insulated power line, trim or cut down 375,000 trees. They're going to install 400 weather stations, 70 fire spotting cameras to give them what they call situational awareness. And maybe the biggest part of this plan is a greatly expanded use of public safety power shutoffs. That's a PG&E term. That means when there's high fire danger in an area, they know their lines could spark fires, they're going to turn off power.
There are other utilities in California that do this as well.
That's right. And San Diego Gas and Electric started to do this after 2007 when they had a couple of terrible wildfires down there sparked by their power lines. So it's all this stuff. And when you add it all up, it's at least $1.8 billion worth of stuff. Some of this is stuff that they're going to be able to come to the CPUC and say, hey, look, you know, we just spent $800 million on new power poles, and isn't that nice? And shouldn't our ratepayers be asked to chip in on that?
I see. They're saying, we did our part.
Right.
Now it's their part to dig into your pocketbook and pay us.
I mean, I'll say this. I'm honestly unclear what part of this that they will actually be able to seek that kind of relief for. But, you know, they go through a regular process every 3 years called a general rate case. That's going to be decided next year, 2020. So that's a process that's going to be ongoing. And these wildfire safety costs, or whatever you want to call them, are going to be part of that.
So all of this is in their wildfire safety plan.
Correct.
Which they not only had to submit to Judge Alsup in that
right.
last probation hearing, but the State Public Utilities Commission,
right.
which had a meeting.
Yeah.
What authority does the CPUC have overseeing this wildfire safety plan?
The California Public Utilities Commission oversees all the electrical utilities in the state, and they have a lot of say into how they operate. And this week, they held a public workshop where all the utilities had to appear and sort of present these plans that were submitted last week.
Great. Well, thank you very much. And we
what happened at this meeting?
Well, you have to understand that I'm dialing in via Skype from my home office where I was working during our stormy weather.
It's Pacific Gas and Electric. So if the PG&E speakers can make their way up, you can begin whenever you're ready. We're ready.
So PG&E presented, they went through their plans.
Good afternoon. My name is Sumit Singh, and I'm responsible.
What did the regulators say? Did they have any feedback for PG&E?
One of the questions that was asked was about how many people do you really need to do all this stuff that you're promising to do this year, 2019? And the manager of the PG&E wildfire effort is named Sumeet Singh.
And I'm responsible for our community wildfire safety program.
He said, yeah, we're going to need 3,500 people to do vegetation management.
It's about 700 transmission linemen.
300 distribution linemen.
It's nearly 250 crews. It's a four-person crew, so another 1,000 resources.
A lot of what they're talking about doing is very, very labor-intensive. I mean, there's always something jargony about the way these people talk. And Mr. Singh said several times, we have a line of sight into finding these resources.
A line of sight?
Yeah, he said that several times. We have a line of sight. And
what does it mean?
They think they know how they're going to get them. They think they know how to do it. Uh-huh. But I know that PG&E is paying a fortune just for 600 linemen that it went out and sort of contracted with from around the country. Supposedly, they're paying $9 million a week, $15,000 each. And it's acknowledged that there aren't a lot of these people around. One of the things that actually came up was PG&E suggested, you know, maybe there's a way that we can start an internship program that would involve the state.
To like train
tree trimmers? Yeah, to start an apprenticeship program. So I would expect they're going to look at things like the personnel they say they need to judge whether it's realistic or not, or the money they say they're going to spend. Is that realistic, especially in light of the fact that they just declared bankruptcy?
Right. Earlier, we talked about San Diego's utility and the shutoff process that they've started since 2007 that seems to help them prevent themselves from like sparking wildfires. Is that something that PG&E is thinking about doing, or did the CPUC ask them to even consider that?
Just from the way the CPUC commissioners were talking to the San Diego Gas and Electric representative, they're considered to be the paragon of how you go about heading off wildfire danger.
How fast can we get to that level of situational awareness that they have in San Diego? It cost them $500 million for one county. What do you expect the longer-term cost is going to be to get to that quality and that precision?
That they've taken it very seriously. They've spent a lot of money. They shut off power a lot. And they've gotten better and better at figuring out how to make it more targeted and for how to respond to their customers and the emergency agencies that they have to interface with.
There will be more workshops for state regulators to go over PG&E's wildfire safety plans. They're expected to approve them in May. Meanwhile, Judge Alsup, who is overseeing PG&E's probation case, has asked the company to prove that they are following state law when clearing trees and vegetation around their power lines. And if they're not, he wants to know why. They've got until February 22nd to respond. Dan Brecke is a reporter and editor for KQED News. Today's episode was produced by Jessica Plachak, Peter Arcuni, and Amanda Font. A heads up that The Bay is taking Monday off and will be back on Wednesday. The Bay is a production of listener-supported public radio in San Francisco. Julie Kane is KQED's senior editor of podcasts. Vinnie Tong is the managing news editor. Our executive editor is Ethan Lindsay. Holly Kernan is KQED's chief content officer. I'm Erica Aguilar. You've been listening to The Bay. Have a good weekend.